let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to coast, This Week in America. Got deadlines, feeling overwhelmed? Is life getting too stressful? Well, awesome in seconds, affirmations that inspire you to shine by Grace Buena Vista can help. Designed for busy people, you can read each affirmation in under 5 seconds. Grace learned the value of positive affirmations early in life. Her family went through waves of struggles when she was young. Through positive affirmations, Grace overcame those character-building moments. With renewed confidence, she began to believe in herself. She earned a Bachelor of Science in Electronics and Communications Engineering, passed the Professional Engineer's Licensure Exam in the Philippines, migrated to the U.S. in search of a better life. She's celebrating 10 years of American citizenship this year. She's close to 20 years of work experience in the telecommunications and utilities industries. Grace Buena Vista, author of Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine, with us on This Week in America. Grace, welcome to the program. It's great to have you with us.
Thanks, Rick.
I'm looking forward to this conversation and learning something that will help us get through all of the struggles, all of the pressures we feel in life. And let's first of all talk a little bit about your background. I gave some of it there briefly, but affirmations really played a key role in your life, didn't they?
They did. I was born and raised in the Philippines, Rick, and I learned the value of positive affirmations real early. The problems and struggles that my family went through when I was young really helped me with those character building moments to not have a solid family post some challenges. So my father was in and out of our lives numerous times. And so I'm so thankful that I have a mom who was so reliable. She had to work overseas for about a decade to support my family. And at one point, we scrambled to find shelter when the bank foreclosed on our house. So my family knew hunger and poverty due to financial difficulties. And thankfully, because of those positive affirmations, I overcame those character building moments. And I recognized that valuable people came into my life, loving and encouraging family, friends, and teachers, mentors. They all helped me face life's challenges bravely.
And so many people face challenges, maybe not to the extent that you did, but they face challenges in life. And you've got, and as we talk about the format of the book, you'll explain, this does not take like an hour a day to read a chapter. This is something that's quick. It's uplifting. It makes a lot of sense. It computes when you read it and you're able to adapt it for your lifestyle. Tell us about the book. I just mentioned how easy it is to read. Who is the book designed for?
Okay, so Awesome in Seconds is a motivational and inspirational self-help book. So busy people, they love Awesome in Seconds because it's easy to read. Each affirmation is under 5 seconds, and Awesome in Seconds enables you to affirm yourself in areas of life that matter the most. It's summarized in 5 F's. In alphabetical order, they are faith, family, finance, fitness, and friends.
And you'll find the book available at the usual places, authorreputationpress.com, for example. You can get Grace's book there as well. A guest on the program, Grace Buena Vista. The book is a great read. It will really change your life. Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine. The book is available, again, many places. And you can link on to Grace's site by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, as well. When did you start thinking about writing this book? As you mentioned, affirmations, very important, key to developing who you are today. What was the inspiration to actually go back, take these, some of these affirmations or got you through some problems in early in life? What was the inspiration to actually put these in book form?
Okay, so all my life, Rick, I've always felt that God was calling me to do something great for His glory. I just never acted on it. Then two defining moments happened. In 2017, I went through a surgery where an infection endangered my life. My doctor said I was in danger of dying. Every inch of my body felt it too. It was a difficult battle. Recovery took time, and when I finally began to feel better, I realized how grateful I was to be alive. And then less than a year later, my father died from a heart attack. Just like that, he was gone. These two events taught me the following lessons. Number one, life is precious. So make each moment count. Number two, old age is a gift. Not everybody gets to enjoy it.
Yes.
Number three, we are just passing through, and we all have expiration dates, so we endeavor to live a meaningful life. So from then onwards, I began to experience a nagging feeling that I should do more with my life. I felt compelled to finally respond to God's call. So I took a good look at my life, and while taking an inventory of who I am, I realized the following. Encouraging others to be the best they can be gave me energy. I am a better version of myself today because of the powerful benefits and positive affirmation. So like a light bulb turning on, I had an aha moment, and that gave birth to awesome in seconds. With a burning desire to make a difference, I took action and began putting together awesome in seconds.
Well, and it's going to help so many people. The book, once again, is Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine by our guest on the program, Grace Buena Vista. Book available at authorreputationpress.com, Amazon, the usual places as well. Once you got that idea, it's always interesting to find out once an author gets an idea, I'm going to go ahead, I'm going to put this together. Talk about going through and actually realizing that project all the way through, because thinking about doing it is one thing. Getting it started and finishing it are two separate things. What was that process like for you, realizing this project, this message that you had to get the book published?
Well, it was after those two defining moments of my surgery and my father's passing that I really felt I had to act. So when my father died, I went home to the Philippines. It was about 25 hours one way and round trip. I had a lot of time to think. And so drawing from the knowledge and realization that what gives me energy is encouraging others, I started to put together the book. So it took at least 1 year to put Awesome in Seconds together, and years of soul searching for my life's purpose.
When you think back, because this book really came from who Grace was from an early age, so there were actually a lifetime that she put into the book. The book is, again, yes, available at Amazon, the usual places. The title, and it's very simple, I mean, Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine. Just take those first three words, awesome in seconds. It's not awesome in a couple of hours a day if you got the time to read the book. It's awesome, awesome yes, in seconds. What are some of the lessons that people will get out of reading Awesome in Seconds?
Okay, so I would like the readers to learn these things, that positive affirmations can help you become a better version of yourself. The benefits of positive affirmations are powerful. So start affirming yourself daily in areas of your life that matter the most: faith, family, finance, fitness, and friends. So Awesome in Seconds would like to help you remember that you are made in the image and likeness of God, that God loves you unconditionally, that you are made for more because a spark of the divine creator resides in your heart. So believe in yourself and let Awesome in Seconds serve as a companion in your life's journey. Allow the affirmations to awaken the greatness in your soul.
In reading the reviews, and my thought is, as I'm looking through this, this is really not a book you read once and you put up on the bookshelf. This is really a book that will inspire you every day. You read it once, an affirmation, you'll go back and refer to that numerous times. What's the best way for people to use the book, Awesome in Seconds?
Okay, so Awesome in Seconds is the kind of book that you keep within arm's reach.
Yes.
When you are getting stressed with life's responsibilities, but you don't have a lot of time to get away, reach for Awesome in Seconds and read an affirmation or two. Keep repeating the affirmation to yourself. Smile each time you say an affirmation. Say it with conviction. Own the affirmation. And as you keep doing this, you'll notice the change from being stressed to feeling awesome in seconds. And that's where I got the title too.
Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine. Grace Buena Vista, the author, our guest on the program. Would you give us a couple examples from the book of affirmations? And again, what I love about it is, I want to say simplicity, but it really, I'm sure as you're crafting these messages, probably complex to do that and to make them appear to be simple so we remember those. Yeah. Give us an example of some of the affirmations.
Sure, Rick. So affirmation number 21, I inspire others to be the best they can be. Affirmation number 47, I write my goals, plan my actions, and work on them every day. And one of my favorites is affirmation number 12, I love my country. And let me just give you a little bit of a story. Affirmation number 12 took 2 months to put together because of the pictures. The original picture that I researched online, it was a good collage of strangers. But when I took a look at it, when I received the first proof, I said to myself, some of the people there, they don't really look happy. And my book is supposed to be inspirational.
Yes, it is.
I went ahead and I used that page to honor loved ones and friends who touched my life over the years. And it took 2 months to put that together because I reached out to them and they willingly shared their pictures. And there they are. I love my country.
All in the book, Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine. You'll find it, of course, at Amazon. You can link on by going to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, and from the publisher, authorreputationpress.com. You mentioned goals that are so important. What are the goals that you have for the book?
Okay. Thank you, Rick. I have two important goals for Awesome in Seconds. My first goal is this. I would like Awesome in Seconds to inspire others to be the best they can be. This is how I define success for my book. For example, a man named John is dealing with addiction and financial problems. A woman named Jane is struggling with her relationships and career. Both are carrying life's heavy burdens. My hope is that John and Jane read and reread Awesome in Seconds daily. As John and Jane begin to own the affirmations, I pray they realize that they are made in the image and likeness of God. They are precious and loved. They are made for more because a spark of the divine creator resides in their hearts. John and Jane then becomes convinced that they are worthy of dignity, forgiveness, and respect. They start to love and respect themselves more. They choose to forgive those who have hurt them, including their own selves. They learn from their mistakes and move on. John and Jane both rise from the ashes of despair and soar like eagles. With a leap of faith, John and Jane begin the journey of becoming a better version of themselves. They make one good decision after another. Their lives are improving one baby step at a time. With renewed purpose, John and Jane live meaningfully each day with faith, hope, and love. They aspire to bless others moving forward. So people who know John and Jane notice their positive transformation, and they are amazed at what John and Jane have become. Like a ripple effect, John and Jane inspire others to be better. It's Awesome in Seconds inspires one heart and transforms one life, then I would consider my book journey a huge success. The second one is that I would like Awesome in Seconds to help charitable organizations. Nearly 20 years ago, a friend invited me to her home to watch her favorite movie. It was an inspiring documentary of Mother Teresa of Calcutta and her fellow nuns doing God's work. Scene after scene, the movie showed Mother Teresa and her sisters feeding the hungry, caring for orphans, and helping the needy. What touched my heart the most, Rick, was the scene where she was comforting a dying man. The dying man was in so much pain and suffering. He looked so fragile. Mother Teresa cradled the dying man in her arms and loved him tenderly. And so the dying man gazed at Mother Teresa with so much gratitude and affection. That scene changed my life. At that moment, a dream was planted in my heart. It was a dream of becoming a philanthropist. I admire and respect those who give of themselves selflessly to serve others. Inspired by Mother Teresa of Calcutta, I want to help those who are feeding the hungry, caring for orphans, and helping the needy. I would like to reach out to charitable organizations and offer Awesome in Seconds as a fundraising tool. For every printed copy they sell, they can keep $1. As a bonus, for every printed copy they sell within the first 6 months of book launch, I would like to give the charitable organizations an extra $1. So within 5 years of book launch, I would like to sell at least 1 million printed copies through the charitable organizations, because that would mean at least $1 billion went to good works.
Well, and in the process of doing that and being able to raise that funds to help with the philanthropy you're talking about, you're touching so many people. This is sort of a win-win situation, because you're touching so many people in a positive way throughout this. It's raising funds for very vital projects at the same time, helping people get through difficult periods in their lives. A couple minutes left in the program. Who should buy Awesome in Seconds? Why do you recommend that somebody buying your book?
Okay, so Awesome in Seconds is for the young at heart. Whether you are 7 or 77, Awesome in Seconds has an affirmation that can brighten your day. Awesome in Seconds is also for smart shoppers. If you are the kind of person that loves to give meaningful gifts while staying within your budget, Awesome in Seconds is for you. You can buy the paperback for under $7. It's so affordable that even a grade school or student can buy one. Grandparents on fixed income can give a copy to each grandkid. A teacher can give copies to their students. A coach can give copies to members of their team. Awesome in Seconds is an ideal gift for any occasion. Someone special celebrating a birthday, giving Awesome in Seconds. Awesome in Seconds has great potential to touch hearts and transform lives. If you know someone is struggling in life, give them a copy of Awesome in Seconds.
Yeah, I was thinking, as we approach gift-giving season, here is a great gift. It's going to offend no one. You're worried about size. You're worried about, you give something to somebody, maybe they take offense at it. Giving the book Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine, is the perfect gift. And throughout the year, when you, or if you just want to say thank you to somebody, here's a book that will say thank you in a very positive way with all the inspirations that that Grace has talked about. I mentioned it's available at Author Reputation Press, of course, at Amazon. The book's available at other places as well, isn't it?
Yes. So Awesome in Seconds is available in bookstores and online. You can buy a copy from Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Books A Million, Target, IndieBound.org, Google Books, eBay, and other reputable sellers. And for online shoppers, please type these keywords in the search box, Awesome in Seconds book, Grace Buena Vista. And I'm happy to let you know too, Rick, that when I checked online, not only is Awesome in Seconds available in the USA, but also it's available in Canada, Australia, Italy, and other countries.
Exciting.
So if you have loved ones in other parts of the world, you can give them a copy of Awesome in Seconds too.
That's exciting.
Oh, and Rick.
Yes.
Oh, by the way, I would like to take a moment to acknowledge my loved ones and friends and mentors for supporting Awesome in Seconds, especially my husband Tom and my mom Elisa. Huge thanks to Book Venture for publishing my book, and to Author Reputation Press for their marketing and publicity services. It's a blessing to work with these amazing teams, because they are experts at what they do. Awesome in Seconds started as a thought. Now it's a book that you can read and share with people you care about. Book Venture and Author Reputation Press are amazing partners in bringing Awesome in Seconds from my home to every home in the world.
Well, and that's the thing. This is worldwide. This is a book that you can pick up worldwide and translate it in other languages, and it's there to help people. It's such a positive book. And again, the simplicity from a reader standpoint, like, yeah, I can relate to that, and I can get something from this, and this is something I can use, I can implement in my life. Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine by Grace Buena Vista, our guest on the program. Books available at all the places we just talked about. if you go to our website, thisweekinamerica.us, we will have that listing there, and you can pull it up and order from there as well. Grace, this has been a pleasure. Thank you so much for being with us on the program. Appreciate it. Continued success with the book Awesome in Seconds.
Thanks, Rick. Thanks so much for this opportunity. I appreciate you for making my first ever radio interview memorable. We sure made history today, Rick. Thank you, and keep up the great work.
Well, and you're a pro at this. If this was number one, number two, and number three are going to be fantastic, because this was like an old pro at doing interviews. So this was really fun having a chance to talk with Grace Buenavista, author of the book Awesome in Seconds, 50 Positive Affirmations That Inspire You to Shine, and all the information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. And we're back on today's program after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.